Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school hall or a church. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or a charity. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. There's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
It does not sound the way it sounded when we were testing it.
No, it does. Like, that's how it sounded before.
I've given up.
A little soft.
I've totally given up in trying to figure out what's going on with the audio on this podcast. But that's okay. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am happy to be here with each and every one of you. And a very, very exciting day, as they all are when we're here with you. That's the way that works. We are going to start the show today with something that I don't know if you have this phenomenon around where you live, but it is what the kids really like. And what is really probably, as far as food for young people, this is sweeping the nation, I believe, or at least the East Coast. And this is a restaurant chain. I probably have discussed it before. I think I probably discussed it at Christmas time. And I will discuss it again because this is the only thing in the last 24 hours that has really made my son at all happy.
May I hazard a guess?
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to just say, if we can bring Rob up, because he was not up during the test. And so, Josh, if you want to do that, or Rob wants to do it, you know, it's different from when we do an audio check and then when we come on live. So
well, I turned him up a little bit.
You turned him up a little. Okay, let me hear it. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, I'm going to guess, because we have one in Miami, Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken is the, it is the youth location for Americans. It is something for the last 3 days. My son has reminded me that Dave's Hot Chicken has opened right here in Fort Myers, Florida, and that's what he desperately cares about. And you know, and I have used it to take him out of a bad mood when he gets up in the morning. I've used it when I put him to bed at night, and I was like, Dave's Hot Chicken tomorrow. Dave's Hot Chicken tomorrow. The place is, this is my second go round yesterday, and we pick him up, and of course it can't be in a convenient location. This would never work for you, Rob, because I have to drive about a half an hour to get to the location.
My Dave's Hot Chicken is on US 1, maybe a mile up the road. I've never been, but I drive by it every day, and it's a key location. You see it all the time. Yeah.
Half an hour is a long drive for fast food.
It is. It makes it slow food. Yeah,
maybe 25 minutes, if I want to be completely honest with that. It is
It's
still too much. But I promised, and I even, because I didn't hate it, I began to prepare for it. But he
can
has,
you thumbnail the menu, because I was shocked at the limited manner of the menu. I didn't think they offered.
Well,
what apparently I thought
they would this guy is started it in college, and the limited menu is part of the secret of the success. Where it's these chicken breasts or chicken tenders that are deep fried.
It's just like all the chicken places, that's what they do, just a very limited menu.
Very limited menu, because I think we've known for many, many years that Well, even grandparents like fried chicken, and Americans like fried chicken.
Everybody loves fried chicken, and you can go spicy like Popeyes. You can go more mild like
the
Colonel.
Well, we'll get to that, because the spicy factor does come into play here, because it's referred to as Dave's hot chicken. That doesn't mean that they're just giving it to you right out of the fryer. That means that it is a spicy chicken. That's a spicy chicken. Now, you say that Popeyes is spicy. Popeyes is not spicy when you compare it to this stuff. This
really?
Stuff is, yes. My son and I both had medium yesterday, but let me get to the, I'll get to the details in a second here. So we drive to what would probably be described as the population center in the north, on the north side of Fort Myers, Florida. And it is, I know right away as I pull in, and they've got all the chains that you're supposed to have. They've got the burrito company. They've got the crumble cookie. They've got all.
Oh, I and hate it's, crumble.
And, but the thing is, it's got a sports store that we like so bad, so that's okay. We're okay with that. But then I see the line of cars, and I'm like, yeah, this is, let me see, pick the kid up at 2:30. This would be getting close to probably 10 minutes to 3. I'm thinking we might beat it, but I give the Napoleon, oh, God. Because I promised for 2 days. I am going to have to endure this line. And as we get in front, and I'll ask for your commentary on this, because I pull in, I see an empty space. And I pull in, and I'm like, boy, that's a break. Mm-hmm. And I pull in, and on the sign in front for online and pickup orders or third parties only. And I'm like, well, F that.
Yeah.
No, you know,
no,
I'm buying.
You can't do that.
I've done
that's
it.
Why not?
That's the problem with parking lots today. There's too many of those, because then the person that does the
online pickup.
You're not saying
that I can't do it, right?
I'm saying that I watch it every day at my Publix, where people will park in the online pickup and then just go inside and shop.
Here's the thing, Josh, and I've got a bone to pick with that, because my feeling is I'm going in to purchase food from this company that put their little bullshit sign up, and my feeling is I'm going to be putting my hard-earned money on the table, and there is no other parking in the parking lot. I say F them.
Yeah, you're the preferred customer here. You need to be catered to.
No, because in the time that you are inside Eden, five people can pull in and out of that parking spot and pick up their orders.
Where am I? Then I ask you this. Where am I supposed to park?
Amen, brother.
No, I don't mind the line. Honestly, I'll do the line, but I'm not parking at Academy Sports and walking 6.5 miles to get into a parking spot in a BS little strip mall.
If it was
mall.
Up to me, they'd get rid of all of these online pickup slots, all these special parking. Just get rid of it all.
You know what it is? It's the fact that they are doing this because they get cheaper real estate in the limited parking areas.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. And it's worse. I told you about the old lady that I ran into, not literally run into, but encountered.
Unfortunately.
I had to go to the UPS store. And in this strip mall, an L-shaped strip mall, there was a parking space. The whole area had a parking space. And the person to the left of it had parked too far left, and the person to the right had parked too far right. So it's really dicey to even get in there. And so by the time I'm positioned, I go in and I said, I got to pull out and straighten it once. Out of nowhere, miraculously, the lady in the right car says, are you going to park or just continue to try to kill me? And I'm like, no, ma'am.
Hey, the Miami lifestyle. I love that.
I said, I really have no intention on killing you, and I'm doing the best I can. And she said, well, and I said, how about this? I'll back out and you can have all the space you need to get in, and then I'll park. And she said, well, if that's what you want.
If that's what you want.
And that's what I wanted.
So there was no please. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
Let me explain something about South Florida, okay?
Okay.
You need a tutorial on South Florida.
I'll take it.
You, as we have pointed out, you're a special guy right now. You've got 6 months. You have 6 months at least of mourning. You are in mourning. You don't take crap
from anybody. If I have to drive over to Miami and find these people that are giving you grief, and you are doing everything because you're a sweet and compassionate and accommodating person. Well, compassionate, not necessarily. I know how you talk in real life. But here's the thing.
You are
someone who, you know, you're an open wound right now. You don't need to take crap from an old lady.
If you want to beat her up, Mike, she's most likely at a tanning salon. That's where to find her.
Now, because do you think she was fake, or do you think it's real? I think it's by the pool.
No. I think this is a tanning salon tan. It's the kind where she is the color. She is a Caucasian woman, but she is the color of a well-cooked caramel, and her lips are the color of strawberry candy.
No, that's natural.
That's natural. That means—
Oh, is it really?
We have to explain it to you. You are in the state of the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's the texture you have to look for.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it was leathery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the sun.
Okay. They are here. People are here for a variety of reasons. You got your fishing. You got your golfing. You got your tennis.
You got your mourners.
But you got mourners like you. But you also have a situation where these people come down, and that's their trip.
Okay.
Especially in Miami, where they are up in the morning and out in the sun. That's what they do. So they don't need – you don't see a lot of tanning salons down here. You just don't.
All right.
Because people can get it naturally. But getting – the one little thing I wanted to add in for the parking –
yeah.
If you are not in an F-150, a Sierra, you know, dually, if you are not in, I'll even go with a large SUV.
Okay.
Okay. If you are coming into a parking space with a Toyota Camry and you are backing in, I would like to wish weevils gnawing on your balls. That's what I would like to do, because that is unacceptable. And in a crowded parking lot, when you have to do your little move,
you're delaying everybody.
You know, we have discussed this habit that people have of backing in. I've never understood it other than now you got a big truck with a long bed. I think it's the right thing to do, because you're going to have trouble negotiating it when you back out. But those people did it, and there was a guy that did that. So I park in their specialty place. Do I feel a little guilty? Maybe just a touch. But
do you back in?
No.
Good. Thank you.
My only backing in will be when there's an empty spot on the other side and there's no barrier and I go right through.
The only time I will back in is at a concert or an event where you're like in underground parking at, say, the Capital One Center.
That's absolutely legit.
Yeah, because there's no other way to get out.
That's needed.
Yeah.
So I look as we drive in, and I'm really paying attention to the parking spaces. And when I see this, after my great joy is diminished by a third-party online F you with your stupid sign, I don't care. And I'm like, let's go. We're going to go in, and there is four people, tops, outside of the restaurant. I would say 30 inside in a line. So
let's have a demographic of the people that are there.
Oh, under 20.
Oh, okay. All right.
Under 20. They were lots of high school kids that were in this line.
When you get in, does it smell like chicken or BO or Axe body spray?
It smells like chicken, the overwhelming smell of chicken. But let me just say, as someone who lives down here in sleepy Fort Myers, Florida, the idea of being surrounded by young people is delightful to me.
Foreign.
The best
maybe
part
a part-time
of it,
job.
No, thank you. Too busy. Too busy. What fell? What fell?
My light. My stupid light.
The new flashlight?
Yeah, the new flashlight. I'll fix it.
What was that sound?
It was the sound of the flashlight hitting, because it's propped up. And so when it fell, it went like that. So
still using a series of books and pulleys. He's in mourning. Remember, he's in mourning, so he can do it any way he wants to do it.
Don't, Mike. It has very little to do with mourning. It has very much to do with the fact that I am broadcasting from a studio that makes a Miami parking lot look generous. There is not a lot of room in here.
I love, this is the way I felt when I went and visited my daughter up in New York City, and she was on the over in the East Village, and we went out on a Friday night to dinner, and it was just packed with young people. I think it's fantastic. I'm like a vampire. I feed off that energy. And my kid was, and they were all good kids, too. They really were. They were excited because it's the new joint. And look, I found it to be a positive experience, much different than if you go to a crowded place with old people. If you go to a crowded place with old people, you just get this where they're all, you know, I'm entitled. I don't want to wait in line anymore. I went to a shoe store a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy that was returning shoes. I'm standing in the line. He comes around to the front of the line and stands next to me. About a foot and a half. I didn't have the energy. I said, I wanted to give him that line. I don't know if the Robert Redford line out of The Natural. I can't tell Gus if those are your shoes or mine I'm standing in. You know, that's the.
Did you tell him that you should be respected in the shoe store because you were picking up a prescription?
It's like the Norm MacDonald joke, you know?
Which one?
I told that joke on the air. I told it at the golf tournament like 1,000 times.
I don't think you've told it.
I probably have. And please feel free. I'm an old man. I fully expect to forget things. But if you want, you can stop me mid-joke.
All right.
And this is not told the exact way. Norm told it. God bless him. But it's a little step, just a tad beyond a dad joke.
All right. Here we go.
You ready? Guy walks into a store, walks up to the counter, and behind the counter, the guy's standing there, and he says, I'd like a Polish sausage, please. He said, oh, a Polish sausage. Are you Polish? He said, now, there you go. I order a Polish sausage, you immediately think I'm Polish. If I came in here and ordered French fries, would you think I was from France? What if I came in and ordered an Italian ice? Would you think I was an Italian guy? Right? What if I wanted a slice of German chocolate cake? Would you suddenly assume that I'm a German? So I come in and order a Polish sausage, and you suddenly assume I'm Polish? Why do you think I'm Polish? He says, because this is a hardware store.
You know what was great about Norm MacDonald? He would take, and that joke at best is a B. Maybe a B plus if you've got a drunk audience.
Yep.
But he took so much pleasure in taking a B-rated joke and stretching it.
Sure,
he loved to stretch it. And I love that.
And only appreciated after his death. That's the only time people started getting into Norm MacDonald.
But I think you were right. A step above a dad joke is the perfect description for all of Norm's stuff.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So the line is cool. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it because I see that these kids, about maybe over 50% of them, are picking it up and beating feet. They're taking it home or taking it away. And there were plenty of tables available. So I told my son, this is your trip here. You know what? We both agreed, by the way, looking up at the big menu, that we wanted the same thing. It was a tender and a slider. That's what we were going to get. Which, by the way, at Dave's Hot Chicken...
Yeah.
Is way for me, and I'll say also my son, although he devoured it, just a little too much food.
Yeah, and that's sort of the trend now.
But it's
a little too much food. Yeah.
Well, it's a standard menu item, and I didn't need it. A tender would have done me fine.
Do they have regular like sandwiches or just sliders?
The sandwich is to call it a slider, and I think that's their gimmick. It's really not a slider. It's a chicken sandwich.
A chicken tender on bread.
Their chicken tenders are massive. They really are. You know, with no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Now, Mike, I'm down here just for a few weeks, so I don't know. Are tender and the slider,
hey,
are they still
the truth. Tell the truth.
Come all right, I'm moving down here. I'm curious. Tender and the slider, are they still doing mornings?
I'm tender.
And I'm slider.
So the food, he goes up there and he does it, and I'm sitting there, you know what sucked?
What?
A big fat guy comes down, and he's with his family, and
how fat?
He was danger zone fat.
Like WJFK? WJFK engineer fat?
WJFK
engineer fat. Oh, okay. Look out. No, you don't even want to be in that building.
And right next to me. And I'm like, okay. So the only other guy that's old and fat is right next to the other guy who's, you know, not quite as fat. And I'll give myself a little credit. I got a lot of thumbs up for maintaining the weight loss that I had, but still next to the guy. And my son's up there getting it done and brings the food over. It brings the little buzzer. I would think with the amount of time that line takes, that maybe you could have gotten your food up there, but that's not the way they do it. So
cook to order, Mike. That's how we do it at Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken, just enormously popular. I have no idea whether they're completely nationwide or not. I don't know anything about them. But he brings it over. He gets a slider and a tender. I get a slider and a tender. There's this sauce. The medium is too hot for my delicate constitution. My son inhaling it. Yeah. Didn't mind it at all. Yeah. Me, sometimes when something is just a little too spicy, it takes away the desire to complete it. And
you know,
eat it.
That's odd because as men age, they lose taste buds. And that's why so many older people are addicted to hot sauce, because they just want something.
I don't know whether that's old or it used to be smokers. I think
it could
smokers.
Be smokers. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm. You remember how Buzz used to, when he was really smoking, used to like to do the wasabi challenge and take a big spoonful of wasabi and his trick?
He had so many talents. I can't really figure out one of them, but I kind of remember that.
He has, Rob. He has so many talents.
Well, I don't know that he still has them. We'll see. Okay. Call me up. Call me, Buzz.
Anywho. It was okay. I know it was better in New Hampshire when I had it, maybe because I got mild instead of me. I don't know. It was just a big bowl of okay. And by the way,
what about fries? Do you get fries?
Get
with
fries.
It?
Get a side of fries.
Okay, good.
It didn't finish the fry. It was a lot of food, and I'm somebody that I had waited all day to eat this meal, because I knew we were going to eat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So I was looking forward to it. I say I look forward to going out to see it again with just a tiny bit of spice, but this is sweeping the nation, and it was by the time we left.
Yeah.
There were 30 people inside and at least 30 people outside waiting in a long queue to get in there. Of course, that's the newness factor as well.
Yeah. Do they offer a dipping sauce?
Their dipping sauce is part of the, like the other place, what's the place? You have it over in Miami, the Raisin Cane's.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That the dipping sauce is a big part, and they're all the same. They're all like orange, and they taste
it's,
like
it's
mayo.
It's the exact same
It's
sauce.
Always mayonnaise and barbecue sauce in equal parts.
It's
Red Robin invented it.
I bet they did not.
Red
Robin's in. Red Robin did not invent that.
There's
Come
no
on
way
now.
Red Robin invented
they
that.
Did market it, though, as their campfire sauce, and
yeah,
they
well,
use
they
it as like
a... They have a. They all have a secret sauce. Yeah. That's what it is. You know,
yeah, they add a little sriracha in there, so it's a little spicy.
Look at how convinced he is of his facts, too. Red Robin invented it with like all the surety of of a judge passing
well,
a sentence.
The beauty of it, Mike. The beauty of it is if you really cling on to a fact that has no value in real life,
yes.
A lot of times you can get away with it.
And right.
Yesterday, it was maintain your washing machine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now,
if you don't maintain your washing machine, you are a real fudge cutter.
Well, it's interesting because this is usually when I chat about things. The man from the washing machine repair company, don't ask me their name. I don't know. My wife did this. She's the one that uses the washing machine more than I do. She found out it was broken. Water wasn't draining out of it. It had some sort of drainage issue, which can usually mean that it's clogged or something. But the guy arrived, supposed to be there at noon. Guy arrived at 11:45. Perfecto
That's
mundo.
That's really nice. That's
As
good.
A matter of fact, I was out running errands. And I almost didn't make the call time because I got home at about 11:35.
Can you imagine if you were still out at doing errands at 11:45 and your phone rang and the washer guy says, "I'm here." That's absolute panic because they've overshot what they promised. They're giving you more than they promised. And you don't want to let them down.
The errand that I was running was going to the box store to buy probiotic gummies and to find another incorrect fact in the Costco that there wasn't a sumo to be found.
I did
the
same
Costco.
Thing. No sumos at my Why, Costco
Rob,
either.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
Let me add now before you answer, I want you to take a beat here, okay? Because
right.
I'm going to ask a very... detailed question, and I want you to think about it before you answer and not answer right away.
All right.
Because this is important.
All right.
Did you, Rob Spiewak, have any empirical data whatsoever with your claim that they would have Sumo oranges at a better price at Costco, other than the fact that that is in your little tiny microscopic world, the store that you go to all the time? Did you have any facts to back that up?
Let me think.
That's a no.
All right, here's a question, a follow-up. As I said, I went to a, just for fun, a condominium board meeting last night.
No, so, you didn't.
Mike, I've got tape that I need to cut up. We'll have it on the bonus show this week. It's
you went to a
crazy
condominium board meeting?
And you videotaped it?
Well, I audiotaped it because you're not allowed to video. But what Kathy said is there's nothing on TV tonight. Do you want to go to the board meeting? It's always a shit show.
Oh, and you did it. That God bless you for thinking about the show. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is great.
But so empirical evidence. I need to ask a clarification, as the man behind me kept saying last night.
Yes, go ahead.
Would past performance, would that count as empirical data?
I let me put it this way. If you've seen them there before
this year,
I am cool.
Well, that's not the question.
No, because Costco product changes every month.
It does.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But there are things that they have there as long as they're in season. As long as you're going to go in the summertime, you're going to find oranges. And even all year round, yeah.
You have seen the sumos at the Costco? Ever?
Let me think.
Liar!
For the last 3 years, two of those years, I have purchased sumos at Costco.
I give him a hall pass for that.
All right.
Trash.
I'm not going to Publix today.
Well, Publix
that was
had them
yesterday.
Publix had them too. That's where I bought my pair of them. Now, Costco is not 60
nice
feet away
pair.
From here.
I don't know why I said that. I did though.
Because you're classy. Mm-hmm. That's
classy
why.
Guy.
Nice beaver.
Costco is not just a hop across the street here. It's a drive. So I've not been to Costco.
How far away would that be?
8 miles? You drive 8 miles on Biscayne Boulevard. It's fun.
It's a drive.
It's not 8 miles in D.C., though.
No.
8 miles in Florida is generally faster.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been only to Costco to put air in tires. That's all I've done since I've been here. So I can't comment to their stockpile.
You know,
of
you can get air at a gas station.
Josh, you
did
it
too.
Yeah,
if you pay for it.
I have to compliment both my coworkers here, because I will tell you that both of you, your innate sales abilities, your innate storytelling abilities, and even with Josh's limited grasp of the English language, his ability to sell, I would put him on the floor. Wouldn't you put him on a showroom floor? I mean, really, I bet he does it with smart homes all the time. My best day that I hit the lotto. I can't switch out of my car. I'm trapped. I am trapped hanging like a bat upside down in the vehicle I'm in right now. I have been just online looking at all the features on the
Tesla
Model Model whatever it is, X. Or no, not X.
No, he got
the other one, the cheaper one.
J, the Model J for
the
Y.
The Y. The Model J for Y. But with you with sumos, Josh did it and I did it.
Yes.
We both went to the store to get sumos yesterday.
Well, let me offer this.
Ask?
My sincere apologies.
Okay.
I would not have sent you out for them if I thought they didn't exist. Mm-hmm. What they do is they come in the tray that you buy, like peaches or plums. You know, you get seven, usually four and then three. And
you mean in the grocery store? That's
no,
where they put them
at
out?
Sumo. It's at Costco is how they sell them. They sell them like seven to a box or eight to a box, and you save money because at Publix where I bought them, they were sold individually, and it was quite expensive.
Isn't
but worth
produce?
It.
Hold on. Isn't produce at Costco, though, picked and preservative laden to keep on a shelf because they were picked in 1950.
It seems a little frozen.
It does seem like a little nasty. It looks waxy. Come on now.
No.
It's not as fresh as you get at a regular grocery store.
It's fresher than a regular grocery store because they have more turnover. It's not as fresh as if you went to like a farmer's market. Granted, that's going to be your freshest stuff. But Costco turns their product so fast, it doesn't sit on the shelf. It's the same, and I know you hate their meat.
What empirical data do you have that they turn that around?
My mouth!
You have no effing clue that that's true or not. Those sumos look like a wart-laden grandmother's knuckle, and you know what?
Someone who's never had a sumo. Of course, you're busy winning trophies. You can't always go out and get oranges.
Oh, there it is. There it is. He's bitter. Thank you. Yes. You can join all your pals that gave me all the crap for playing golf.
Do you have the trophy with you?
I do.
Rob, you want me to send you a wood block?
Yeah. You like a music...
That's one side.
You know, it doesn't travel
that's
well.
That's the other side.
But that would be such a great... if we were able to... Side. Oh, I like the split
and
on the end.
That's the plaque.
Yeah.
That's the plaque.
It would be great if we could duplicate that trophy for the next time we have a get-together and present it to somebody.
I think that's a good idea.
But Josh, would you be with me on the fact that we got to the store and we were very, very disappointed because I really was looking forward to it.
I didn't have a lot of time, so I just ran straight back to the produce. Couldn't find them.
Yeah. I apologize.
They didn't have them.
Right.
So
I'll go to Publix today.
Peaches are around the corner, though, so get ready.
Peaches are in the Costco down here.
Oh, okay, but they're not going to be beautifully in-season Georgia peaches. It's too cold still. Those are imported peaches.
I don't know. I just saw peaches. I wish I'd seen sumos, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Peaches. Ah, I love you. So getting back to the whole thing.
Yeah.
There were no sumos, and I was talking about my repairman, and he arrived punctually.
Mm-hmm.
This was my wife's repair. My wife, as you might know, is supporting me in the way I'd like to be accustomed. Thank God she's out slaying the dragon because, well, like I refer to Carla quite often, my pension.
Mike, you are in the final chapter. And it's best. I know this from last week. Keep them comfortable. We want you comfortable.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with what. So I have to be home at noon. The guy gets here early, which is really great. Repair people really early.
That's not a Florida thing.
By the way,
they're way late.
Oh, they're way. And because there was no window, it was a noon appointment. It was a
noon appointment. Oh, wow. Okay.
And we got a tracking app that tracked where he was. So I saw that he was 15 minutes away. I said, well, he might be on another repair. I'll just sit and see. And then bingo, I see 8 minutes. I'm like, he's going to be here in no time. I love where I live. Don't mistake anything I'm going to say here. I love where I live. The population base here, as far as people who are working in general, it seems to me to be the vast majority of people that really work down here are come from South America, from Mexico, from Colombia, from Venezuela. There is a large Latin population, and you know, I think you've got better than a 50-50 chance of getting a Latin American worker that comes to your house now, because that's been my experience.
The weird thing is that Dave's Hot Chicken, Dave, comes from Brussels. He's not from South America. That's so, I mean, you have a nice mix down there.
Why the uniforms are Lederhosen. but this guy has a... And by the way, I count among most of my friends Latin Americans. That's just the way it is down here. This guy's accent is his English, I shouldn't say, not his accent. His English is adequate, but not clear for my ears. And so this message goes out to all repair guys.
Okay.
You come in here, you repair the item. And you say, it's all fixed, no problem. Shake my hand, give me the bill, out the door you go.
Right.
any repair people that want to explain in great detail what they did. They can tell me what the problem was and that they fixed it, but that's it. Don't need anything else. Really don't need anything else.
Do
I don't need to know the weeds, the details, the buttons, all of that.
Do you think he was explaining in his broken English that was falling on, I won't say deaf ears, but struggling ears, was he explaining that he rerouted the drainage from the washer into your pool?
Through the light.
Exactly. Right through the light.
No, and it was Rob's accurate. Yeah, go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
If it's a simple repair, they will try to explain it to justify the cost.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But the cost of the repair, in my humble opinion, was reasonable. It's about average for what they charge for things down here. And Rob, you were spot on. It was deaf ears that it fell on. Yeah. I didn't listen to he started. And I was somewhere else. And then he brought
out.
He brought me over to the washer and said, "And the spin circle, the spin circle, it spins." And I'm not being rude, but I'm going,
It's of no use to you. Yeah, it's of no use to you.
Right.
Did you tell him it's properly maintained?
Probably not. I'm not going to lie to the guy. You know?
Right.
By the way, as the woman of the house in Leesburg, Virginia, what is the proper maintenance of a washing machine?
As I said, don't overload it. Also, I think that it's important to leave the lid open between loads so that mildew and stuff doesn't get, you know, it's a humid environment. You don't want dirty stuff to get down in there. And then with your dryer, of course, I mean, it's a combo. You want to make sure you empty your lint trap and occasionally blow out your exhaust hose.
What about any more detail on the washing maintenance? Is that just leave the door open? Is that your only advice?
That's the main thing. Also, I think it's important not to overload it, not to jam it full. And of course, I wax it every Thursday.
Where are you with sneakers? You
know, sneakers?
Like canvas sneakers or cotton sneakers or, you know, those mesh sneakers that everybody wears.
I would hose them down and then let them dry on the deck. I don't think shoes belong in a home washer. Or, you know what, if you've got something huge like a rug or a duvet, go to a laundromat.
Or your shoes.
Let them worry about it. Or my shoes, exactly. my Julia Roberts Pretty Woman boots that I wear that go way up to almost to the joint, Mike.
Yay. Yeah. Yay, everybody. All right.
No, but I would say don't tax your washer too much.
Well, he was on his way. Mm-hmm. I paid him in cash because cash was cheaper.
King.
Then, cash was better than the credit. It was like $4 more if it was a credit card. So I paid the cash because I had my little windfall from the golf tournament.
Oh, that's right. And do you still carry Discover card?
Diners Club.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't take a block of wood?
He wouldn't. Actually, I used my the wood over
you
here.
You have to hold open the laundry door?
I have now, if you want to count them, have 1, 2, 3. I have 3 wooden trophies from the same tournament.
Wow. I say get ready, fire pit.
Three trophies. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. I'll put them on display at some point. No,
can I see the most recent trophy, just the side of it where the wood is cracked? That's my favorite part.
You going to count the rings?
No.
See how old that is?
No. Look. Oh, that's great. Look at that. That is, you know what that might be, Mike? That might be repurposed wood.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Like from a barn? Or
from the Great Railroad.
The Great Railroad.
Whatever that is.
Estero Railroad.
All right, we got news. We got to get out of here. We'll come back in a second and tell you all about the world around us. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh. Time for the news.
Josh, this is something we don't do this every day, but it's called Tidbits. And Mike goes around his neighborhood.
No, it's not called Tidbits.
It's Tidbits. And like he'll do restaurant reviews. And also today on Tidbits, Mr. Green Thumbs. We're very excited to have him on.
I think he took a gummy before the show. Let's
see. I haven't in over 20 hours.
As Rob Spiewak would tell you, there's only one reason I read a story like this. So let me dive right in.
Okay.
I think you'll pick up on it right away. A study ranked more than 180 of America's biggest cities by happiness. Oh, well, that answers the question right in the first sentence. I think, yeah. I know why our favorite area did not score, because they say big cities. That's probably the only reason.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's true. They're not here, Rob. There was an upset. Using the factors,
upset.
Life satisfaction scores, depression rates, physical and emotional health, income growth, employment, job satisfaction, and the weather.
Yeah.
The 10 happiest cities are, I'm not sure what order they go in.
Can I guess one to see if it's on there? Cambridge, Maryland.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, it's a drag.
The 10 happiest cities are Fremont, California. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with that town. Bismarck, North Dakota. That one surprised me.
That's a punchline. That's kind of a dry town. I mean, that used to be where Ralph would do his raccoon convention on the Honeymooners, because it was funny. Why would anyone go to North Dakota?
Let's see. Scottsdale, Arizona. Been there. Very, very nice place.
People love it.
South Burlington, Vermont. Been there. Colonel
broadcasted
Colburn,
there.
Broadcasted. Really, really beautiful, beautiful town. Very hip town. Fargo, North Dakota. We have two cities in Fargo. Is that because of the economy up there? Because the jobs are so plentiful? I think that might have something to do with it, but I'm not sure.
Don't know.
Overland Park, Kansas. Now, hold on. I mean, really, let's just hold on. What is the deal? What is the deal here when they're saying this is happiest? Overland Park, Kansas, the
Mike,
happiest?
Mike, we've been to Kansas a couple times. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been more happy than when you were in Kansas?
Charleston, South Carolina. That's a beautiful city.
Beautiful, yes.
Irvine, California. Gilbert, Arizona. I don't know where Gilbert, Arizona is, but I also know it's not that America's biggest cities, right?
In Arizona, Gilbert chooses you.
And the number one on list, not number one, but the last one of the top 10.
Robinson? Do you know the way to San Jose?
Thank you, San Jose, California. Here are the 10 at the bottom of the list.
10?
Detroit.
I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah.
And by the way, they put these in the order. Detroit was last at 182.
Wow.
Memphis. Do you remember Memphis, Rob? That summer we had to go to Memphis.
I have to recuse myself from that because I love Memphis. I love the city.
No. You love to visit. You would not want to live there.
I guess you're right, but it is an entire city with an economy based on Elvis. So I mean, it's nice.
Not anymore. Shreveport, Louisiana. That's on the list. Cleveland. They didn't even put the Ohio in there. They just put Cleveland.
I enjoyed visiting Cleveland.
We had a great night. Rob and I had an amazing night in Cleveland. We really did. It was a karaoke.
Red Fox Cafe.
You still remember it. Huntington, West Virginia. Is that near where your kid went to school at all?
West Virginia, I have no idea because it's got a weird spread to it. My son only went about 80 miles out of state so we could pay a lot of money. So I don't know where Huntington is.
If you're counting, that would be the Huntington, West Virginia. Then Toledo, Ohio. That's the second city in Ohio. Augusta, Georgia, home of the Masters. But if you go around the area, it's very, I would use the word, blighted. It is a very depressed area.
Do you think the Toledo has anything to do with Jamie Farr?
You mean the what was his name on the show? Klinger.
Klinger. Yeah, he was from Toledo.
That's the same as giving a reference about Elvis being good for the economy. That those ships have passed, Rob.
Didn't say that he was good, just said it was based on him.
Fort Smith, Arkansas, and let's see, two more. Dover, Delaware, and Akron, Ohio. There are three in Ohio.
So don't go there. And remember, we didn't like the infrastructure of Ohio when we drove through it.
I have, because it's a Midwestern bastion down here in Fort Myers, Florida, there are a lot of snowbirds that come from Ohio, and they are universally pissed off. Pissed off at the world. That's the way I would look at it. One of the latest trends on TikTok is frambled eggs. I put this in here today because I kind of do this on a regular basis. It's a mashup of fried eggs and scrambled eggs, and some claim it's an improvement on both. I don't think about it that much, but I do it.
What is it?
They're simple to make. You just melt some butter or oil into a nonstick skillet over low heat. Some people also add a little milk. I don't think that's going to work.
No.
Then you crack the eggs directly into the pan. I do this. This is how I call them scrambled eggs. I make my scrambled eggs this way, where I put a little oil or butter in a pan, and then I crack the egg right into the pan.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Then you use a spatula to gently break up the egg whites, moving it around the yolks. After a couple of minutes, you can run the spatula through the yolks and let the eggs set. I don't wait. I go right for the scrambling the whole thing. So, I don't wait to do the yolks.
The only difference is you're not scrambling in a bowl, right?
That's exactly it. That's and it. And I think
that's the way to do it. That's exactly the way to do it. The only time I whip up eggs in a bowl now is if I'm doing the omelet thing. Mm-hmm. It's a wasted step otherwise.
I agree. One of the first TikToks that went viral asked if they invented something new. Everybody wants to be viral. Everybody. They didn't. This has been a thing with the name frambled eggs or sunny scrambled eggs. But now people are just obsessing over it. And I do think, Rob, we agree on that it's the best way to do scrambled eggs. I think
it's also labor saving because you're just putting it right in the pan. And sunny scrambled eggs was one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL.
Well, I know I got it.
He was a drunkard and a teller of tall tales.
I know it's here somewhere. I'm never going to find it. I don't find anything. That's the way it always works.
But it's about time someone invented that.
I know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know what was great is, did you see 2 weeks ago when the influencers discovered eggs? They said that they actually come from chickens and you can eat them, but not the shell. You have to open them.
You know, this is the first day that I turned down the lights, sweet darling, on my thing.
And do you know what he referred to when he said that, Josh?
No.
Turn down the light, sweet darling.
Turn down the light sweet darling.
It's a Donna Summer song from when you were not born yet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, finally.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
Some of them you just wait for. You have to.
Absolutely.
Moving right along, let me get my whoosh now that I can't see because I'm old. And that's the way it goes.
When you say you turn down the lights, what do you mean? The lights on your computer?
If you you notice there's an occasional, there's a glare on my glasses when I'm doing the video presentation. Mm-hmm. You know I care about the video presentation. So if I turn up my...
Okay. Yeah.
So that's it.
You used to be able to tell when I would change screens on my computer because my entire face would light up. That's so, I understand. It throws a lot of light.
There is a new study out of the University of North Carolina that observed the phone habits of nearly 100 students between the ages of 11 and 18. That applies to me and Mr. Soroka here. Those kids all have phones, obviously. Yeah. And get this, the number of kids that went the whole school day without using their phones was 0%. Not one student went the entire day without looking at it. Students grabbed their phones an average of 64 times during the school day, and the average teen logged more than 2 hours of screen time during the school day alone. That's roughly one-third of their total daily phone use. High schoolers use their phones more than middle schoolers, averaging about 23 minutes of screen time per hour, compared to roughly 12 minutes for younger students. They also did some cognitive testing. Here we go.
Look out.
on the older students and found that frequent phone checking during school was linked to weaker focus and self-control. Ding, 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 ding.
Now, don't they have limits at your kid's school where they have to, like,
yeah. The limits are put it away. You're not taking it to school.
Turned off. At school.
For what it's worth, the sample size and scope were relatively small. All the students were from the same school district in the southeastern United States. Also, they were only observed for 2 weeks. Those results would have been totally different if they went to Bismarck, North Dakota.
In high school, there's a lot of teachers that will let them use the phone as the calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Or let them use it when they finish their project or test.
So. Absolutely.
Okay. Like a reward,
But of course it would be cognitive decline if they were on their phones all the time. That's, makes your brain squash.
It's nothing new. When we were cleaning out the condo down here, we found my Uncle Bruce's eighth grade report card from 1962.
How'd he do?
And not great. In the comments, it said he was prone to mischief and whispered too much.
Wonder where you get it from, Rob.
That's my godfather.
You get it. By the way, Michael William O'Mara, I have to brag just a little bit. Congratulations on being elevated to the honors math class for next year. I am thrilled. I cannot believe it. I'm beginning to think maybe Carla did have an affair. That's just it with the math.
Just yesterday, you were doing math in your head. Remember, you were able to do 200 plus 300? Like that.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. Man, this guy.
What guy?
Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat had a pretty good game last night against your Washington Wizards.
Bam, he broke through that defense.
Bam Adebayo scored 83 points.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 83 points.
And Mike, all free throws.
It's not the single game record. I didn't know there was a larger number. Wilt Chamberlain still holds that mark thanks to a 100-point game in 1962. I love that.
Wow. Wilt loved the ladies.
He did. Well, that's in the thousands, right?
Yeah, that's much higher. Yeah.
Bam did break the record for most free throws sunk in a game. There it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
With 36.
That's a lot.
The previous record was 28, held by Chamberlain and Adrian Dantley. Bam's 83 points were the most scored since Kobe Bryant put away 81 in 2006. By the way, the Heat beat the Wizards 105 to 129. It was actually a closer game than you would have expected.
Yeah.
When you look at the all-time list of single game scoring leaders, Wilt Chamberlain all over.
Yeah, yeah.
He had five games with 70 to 79 points and 26 games where he scored 60 to 69 points. Wilt the Stilt, they used to call him.
As you know, I'm not a big sports guy, but isn't it true that Wilt sort of reinvented the game, the way the game was played, and that's why he was unstoppable, right?
Absolutely, and it was in the paint. That's where he did all his scoring all the time. What have I been telling you guys all along? We need an interview with Harvey Weinstein. You need to get him on camera to give his side of the story. Harvey Weinstein.
I keep sending the emails.
I know.
Yeah. And you're such a fan.
I am. It's finally happened.
What?
He is opening up about life at Rikers Island.
Nice.
In his first major sit-down since being transferred to the maximum security prison in New York 6 years ago, the disgraced film producer told The Hollywood Reporter in an interview published in March 10th that his experience at Rikers has been an isolating hell.
Oh, poor baby. That is. And I've seen him recently in photographs. He's had a lot of big sit-downs.
Yes, he has. He's 73, by the way. I thought he was older than that. Didn't you?
If I looked at him, I'd say he was 30. He looks great.
Here's his quote. I just speak to the guards and the nurses. That's the extent of my socializing here. There's no socializing in my wing because it's Rikers Island and it's hell. Yeah, okay. Poor you. Yeah, there's a guy that'll never get it, right? He will never get it.
Untouchable in his own mind.
Comparing his quality of life at Rikers to his experience at state prison, Weinstein emphasized that the two couldn't be more different, noting that he's been begging to go back to state prison. Yeah, Rikers, known as a hell. It is.
Not great. I vacationed there.
Maybe they can keep him there longer. That's all I have to say for that. That would be good. Finally, today, the high temperatures in Virginia have been over 80 degrees recently. Police in Fairfax County and Northern Virginia, you know that county well.
Love that county. Great county.
They are looking for a man who has committed a string of burglaries in the past week, and there isn't a description of his clothing because he hasn't been wearing any.
Oh, no.
There have been at least four incidents where a naked man entered a home through an unlocked door and then ran off as soon as he was spotted. It's unclear if he got away with anything in any of the cases or if he had any other reason for entering the homes other than stealing stuff. There are also no reports of anyone being physically harmed. Police describe the suspect as a black man of average build with light or medium complexion who is between 5 foot nine and 5 foot 10 inches tall. And all I have to say is, Carrie, run for your life. How is Carrie, by the way?
Oh, I hear she's great. We spoke on the phone. I asked if she could come down after she offered to. Yeah. And it turns out she was house sitting. So she hasn't made it down yet. But she's on the phone. She's available by text. And we were back and forth a couple days ago. And after I reminded her, she even remembered who my dad was, which was nice. And she offered her most sincere condolences. And she said that, you know, nothing to do now, but when we do the celebration of life, she will probably buy me a drink. And I said, well, that's nice, but, you know, I'm sober. And she says, oh, that's right. And it was a merry mix-up is what it was. God bless her. I'll call her on Friday.
There you go. Hi, we got to do this. We'll come right back, everybody. Do you ever stop and wonder if any modern-day idiots walk among us during these desperate times? Well, they most certainly do. They're the dorks who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. This is rude behavior, to be sure. But do we hate you? No. We just wish you all the joy that comes with unfettered access to all the TMOS content, because better access means more fun. You deserve more, like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras, fun and unpredictable extra content that you won't get anywhere else. Or sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps on a-coming. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get on it! Grip it. Rip it.
You know, Mike, also not mentioned in the copy, there's a musical treat coming to you bonus subscribers in the near future. So stay tuned. Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited about that.
It is a good time to remind people Thursday evenings we're going to start doing the bonus show live. Yeah.
7 p.m. Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, please do. Yep. Bonus show members, you get it live, and we will be giving you our bonus hour in the evening. So for the East Coasters, when you get home, you can chill out and watch us on your favorite location.
Just like last time, you'll get an email Thursday afternoon.
There it is. We appreciate that. We appreciate your support.
Did you want to tease the new game, Josh? Because that is going to involve some listener participation.
We can. Yeah,
do we have a moment here? Because I think it's going to be a great game. It's the return of one of Mike's favorites, Stump the Mimic. No,
here's the angle this time, Mike.
Yeah.
Listeners submit their favorite impressions that you do.
Yeah.
They also submit random scenarios. Okay. We put it all on a
wheel.
That's kind of a
traditional, Shonker, he came up with it, a traditional impressionist gag where it's an improv game.
Yeah,
it's an improv gag.
I'll be ready.
Love your impressions.
They do.
You know what? Look, now that I know it's happening Thursday night, right before the show, a little extra cocaine. Looking forward to that.
The Mimic.
Now, I want to talk to Rob about something sensitive, but just want to tease this coming up on the show. We will, Mr. Soroka took another road trip. We will be covering that in a second here. So this is very, very exciting, for all of you people that love amusing things. Yes, amusements. Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
Not so amusing, your life last few weeks.
I've been giving it a lot of thought. And I've been seeing, and I think this happens to a lot of people, when you lose a loved one, you see things about them on television, on the radio, in the newspapers that remind you of them. And they're really, and they probably have been there the whole time, but you're just more aware of it. And I've been thinking a lot about my dad, of course, who passed a week ago Friday. And I'm down here in Miami with Kathy, and we're watching TV, and different things are coming up. And I said, you know what? Bob laughed at a lot of stuff. And I dealt with my dad when his mother died. I assisted him with some things. And he was overly, he wasn't a pessimist. He was a realist, but he could find funny in the weirdest things.
He was a cynic.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. And so if I laugh at something that is related to him, I don't feel any guilt because I feel if he was here, he'd want that.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday when we finished the show, we had one of the big check marks that we had to knock off when someone dies is my father was cremated and we had to go pick up the ashes. And I called it Ash Tuesday. And I think he would have appreciated that. Cremation.
He would have.
Cremation can be really expensive. And you can go to an elegant funeral. I like this word, parlor. And they will give you the remains, the cremains. And they'll upsell you on urns. And
it's a process. You know, when you go through this, it should be pointed out that, it's big business.
It's huge.
Industry that does this.
When my stepfather passed, I picked up his ashes in an industrial area in Chantilly, which is a beautiful town. And they tried to upsell me. They say, you know, here are his remains. Would you like some of them pressed into a coin or to a pocket knife? I said, I would not. I would not like that. Yeah. And I looked at my daughter, Julia, who was with me, and her eyebrows were like back in the car. They were so surprised. Well, we've picked a place here in Miami that was the cheapest. Because when you look at it, it's a pretty simple process.
It is.
It's not like a difference
well,
between
it's
a
not
five.
Simple. I mean, there's a thing to it if you get into the weeds, but it's very, you know, I mean, it is what it is. We agree on that. And my mom felt the same way, and my dad felt the same way. You know.
But it's frowned upon to do it yourself.
It is. It is. Especially
but it would be so much cheaper, like putting in a pool light.
We only have one oven because it's a small condo, so we couldn't do it ourselves.
I get it.
So yesterday was the day for pickup. And so we hop in the car and we drive. Now, this might surprise people that think of Miami and they think of like South Beach and beautiful women on beautiful beaches and sparkling waters. Miami also has areas that I would describe as sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very high crime city.
I think the farther you get away from the water, the sketchier it gets. And
probably.
We went way inland to an industrial park that was near a worse industrial park. Yes, Mike.
May I ask a question?
Of course. I'm always open to questions.
Was the facility you visited near the airport?
No, it was not. It was near two cemeteries and what appeared to be an abandoned golf course.
Okay.
A prime location.
Yeah, really good. So we go into the industrial park and it's pretty bad, but then we realize we're in the next industrial park over. So it gets even worse. So we go there and we turn left and it is essentially a row of two steel warehouse facilities that are broken up into different businesses. In the road between them, there are what looked like maybe 30 abandoned Mercedes-Benzes that I'm sure are going to be fixed up, but none of them look like they run. There were two 18-wheelers catty-corner from each other, so if you turned just right, you could get between them. And there was one spot in front of the crematorium, but it was taken up by a guy that parked way too far to the left. So there was no spot for us.
Signage?
So, yes, beautiful sign. Okay. I'm not going to plug them because they've got plenty. They've got plenty of business.
Good for you.
People die every day, Mike. And so we went and we drove the length of the place and parked in an area that may or may not have been a tollway zone. But I said, Kathy, we're not going to be here very long because everything's done. So let's just grab this
Was it an area that was traveled or was it really like all industrial areas where there just aren't a lot of people milling around? Everybody's walking around, right?
It was near an area that was traveled. I saw people unloading unlabeled boxes.
Yeah, when I said walking around, I mean are working inside. So if anybody's there, they're at work.
So we get out and we walk the length of and it's not long, but it's probably, you know, a tenth of a mile. And we get up there because we had to go so far to get a parking spot. And the guy comes out from the crematorium. He goes, "Hey, hey!" And I mean, it's not like he needed to wave his hands in the air. He said, you can't park there, but I got this guy to move so you can park right in front of the crematorium, and then you won't have to walk as far. And I wanted to tell the guy,
you've already walked that far.
And then I'm going to have to walk that far again to go get the car.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I'm already, this is an emotional day.
Yeah.
And I'm a little keyed up. So I said, Kathy, go ahead in. I'll get the car. So I went and got the car and pulled it around and went in. And the first thing I see in the lobby of, it kind of looks like if you were on a construction site and you go into the trailer and they fixed it up to look nice, but it's still a trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it completely.
So I go in and the first thing I see is a beautiful, huge black sofa with a big crack in the leather. And then what flipped me out, an hourglass. A big hourglass, not Wizard of Oz big, but definitely like a foot tall. And I stop in my tracks and I think that's not appropriate on these levels. And I will list them now. First of all, don't remind people of the infinite passage of time when you're burning them up. And then also, who's in that hourglass?
Right, right. It's an upsell. Really? Wouldn't you want that on your desk?
I think it really could be an upsell because it was all by itself.
May I ask a question here?
Yeah.
The question would be, at this particular facility, did it have an air of legitimacy or did it look like a place that, let's say you happen to want to get rid of somebody quick, that might be the place to go to?
I think the latter. It is sort of what I sort of interpreted it as a crematorium equivalent of a pop-up carnival.
Did the hourglass look like it was in use?
No, it was. It had all the time had run out. So I go in. Now, one thing I did notice, it didn't have an overwhelming smell of propane, which the last time I picked up a body did, which is horrifying because you realize they've got these huge ovens. So at least there's that. And I go into the back room of this pop-up carnival, and Kathy is seated there with the widest woman I've ever seen. I'm talking wide. Not really fat, just wide. Her face was wide, and her body was wide. And I heard her say to Kathy as I got there, she said, you know, I lost my husband.
This is the standard Miami accent that Rob uses for every person.
Well, I wish it wasn't accurate, but it is. Right. She said, you know, I lost my husband some time ago, and I understand it's hard.
That's very
And that's all she said. That's all she said.
And by the way, you said, you said wide, not white. Right.
Yeah, wide, like physically, like a wall,
and then pale or something.
Yeah, no. A lot of eye makeup though. And she said, "And who's this?" And she says, "This is his son, Rob." Oh, how long were you married to the deceased? And Kathy says, "Of 18 years." And I said, "And I've known him my whole life." And she looks at me like I threw a packet of ketchup at her. She looks lost. She has no idea. I said, okay, yeah, he's my dad.
Why is she? Is she just a customer that's in there or somebody that just hangs out at the place?
This is the clerk that we're dealing with. Oh, this is the professional behind her big desk.
Oh, she's
big,
wide desk. She knows the whole drill.
Yeah, and she said, well, you've got 10 death certificates for all the people that are going to request them, and a long one for yourself that you can keep. And I'm like, great.
Right.
Okay. And then the box comes out, and it's a simple black plastic box. And she says, this is how you open the box. If you can imagine something simpler than Tupperware, it is one latch, not even a latch, just a piece of plastic that you pull out to open it. And it opens, and she says, and here he is. And we
and
look
inside. Inside the plastic, was there a plastic bag? A heavy-duty plastic bag
that is sealed with a zip tie, and also a sticker that means it's okay to fly it as a carry-on item on an airplane, because a lot of time ashes have to be, you know, moved around.
And you're comforting Kathy at that time.
My hand is on her shoulder, but she also knows that this place is a horrible place.
And you, and she also has the gift of she likes this show too. She's got that cynic thing. That's why she was in love with your dad. So I mean,
she is
You have to appreciate the comedy of these situations.
She
sometimes
is just plain funny. And we were dreading it going up to it, but I think about halfway through, we kind of realized the ridiculousness of it. Mm-hmm. And so she says, here he is.
That's a good line right
and
there.
And picks up the bag, and there's only one bag. And Kathy said, oh, we requested two bags of cremains because one will be scattered in the ocean and the rest are going into small urns that I've already purchased that will go to the family. And she says, well, it looks, and there's like an elementary school looking checkmark box chart on his folder. And she says, well, it doesn't say two bags. And she opens the folder and she says, oh, but it does here. Peter! And Peter comes in. He's the third employee, and he is the one that looks like a mortician on vacation because he's in Miami. So he's got like a lightly patterned button-down shirt, untucked. He's got jeans and, comfy shoes.
And he's 9 feet tall.
Mike, if you were there, you'd say the same thing. And his hair is so flat against his head. It looks like Jerry Mahoney. Oh, it is tight. And she says, Peter, this was supposed to be two bags of cremains. He says, did it say that on the checklist? And she said, no. And he said, and that's why you got one bag. And he said, well, can we fix it?
Did he say that to her or to you?
To her. Obviously, okay, they don't get along. And so he says, you would like two bags, roughly equal size? I said, that'd be great. He said, hold on. And he grabs my father and disappears into the back room.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here's the thing that I found the most upsetting. In a way too short period of time, it seems, he comes back with two bags, holding them like he's just gotten back from the grocery store. So he went into the back room, split the ashes, and then comes back out, and they're all sealed. And she says, you know, if you don't use, this is the lady again, if you don't use all of the ashes in the tiny urns, you're going to need this. And like she's giving me a bar of gold, she hands me one black zip tie. I said, that certainly will come in handy. And as we're winding up, and we got a good deal, we got change back on a small investment. And
all right,
we say to her, I said, this is sort of a grim and weird question, but I'm not familiar with this process, and you are.
God bless you. You're just like me in this regard. You had some interesting, cynical, morbid question for her, didn't you?
Go ahead. I said, obviously, we have small containers to transfer to. What is the best way to do it? Because, you know, you're dealing with the remains of a loved one. You want to do
respect. Funnel?
Right.
It's like you were there, Josh. She says, I recommend a funnel.
There it is.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah.
And then we put Bob in the back seat and we went to lunch. And she said, while we're at lunch, do you think we can leave your dad in the car? I said, absolutely. So we went to our favorite burger place and she said, this is your belated birthday dinner. And we had a burger and celebrated my father who was back in the car.
When you're doing all your transferring, you're going to have a conversation with him when you're doing that. So that's a cool thing right there.
Yeah, it's a weird, regular process that many people go through. But if you haven't, prepare yourself. And also, I don't know if they're running something crooked on this side. You don't get as many ashes as you think you should.
Yeah, well, I can speak with authority there that that was a surprise for us too.
Yeah,
but when you distribute, you will realize that it seems like it's not a lot, but it really is. That's my insight that I can give you.
And Rob, they used a food saver.
Pick up a new funnel. Don't just use one from your kitchen.
Perfect ending to that.
That'll be Bob's funnel. All right, very good.
We'll get to you in a second, Mr. Road Trip Boy. And we want to thank Dan Ware, 753, in lieu of flowers. Is there a charity we can donate in Bob's name? That's the question for you, Rob.
Absolutely. Anything that fights diabetes There are several good organizations out there. We have no favorite one. And if you're not into that, you can always do the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, LLS, because Bob was very into that because of his grandson. So either one would be beautiful. Thank you.
If you're keeping track of the show, Rob kept it together during that segment, and I didn't. We'll take a break and come right back. It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Show and Chad Zumach, thank you for the comment about our fine sponsor. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show.
Support comes from all angles, Mike.
It does. Our listeners always supportive. We appreciate it.
I like the chat groups, right? Mike, they're really opinionated.
Yeah. Chad, we're feeding our families here. Josh, we can do this in two parts. We can do it quickly here. I'm having trouble this week managing time, but
That's on me. I'm sorry about that.
You took a road trip,
well,
right?
I talked last time we were together, or last week, whenever it was, about we were looking at the Disney passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And deciding that was going to be for Kelly and I, not for the kids. We would go and enjoy that. So we made our first trip yesterday to Epcot.
You take your fancy vehicle?
We did. It drove itself. Actually, I did take a little video to show you it driving itself.
I can't wait to see that. This is exciting. This is Josh's car.
It's so cool. I cut the sound out because I don't know what we were talking about at the time.
Mike's such an asshole.
Look at him, Mike. His hands are in his lap.
Okay. And he's got the beverage. Look at that. And looking away from the road and having a conversation. Yeah.
No, I'm on my phone. Later I'm on the computer.
He's so demanding. He makes changes like at the last second, and it's just
that floating heart in the middle of the shot. Is that actually in your car?
That is blocking Kelly's work.
Okay, understood. Very good.
Very good. Working while we're driving
down.
Oh,
you did that so nice. You did that edit? That's sweet. That's mm-hmm. very sweet. Look at that thing. You look so comfortable. And you're a tall drink of water. You're comfortable in that thing.
There's plenty of space.
And you're working on your computer as well.
Yeah, it's just doing it itself.
It asked
me to take over one time on the way there because of the tractor trailer.
How does it do that? Does it make a little ding?
It just dings.
He has the Red Fox package. It goes, hey, dummy, the wheel, dummy.
Put your hands on the wheel. Come on now.
No, it just dings, and it was because a tractor trailer was swerving all over the place. So I just took over. That thing gets up to 90 in 2 seconds. You can pass the tractor trailer and gave it back control.
Hold on. This guy, Chad, what is the deal? I can't.
Do you see this guy?
Oh my God! What's his deal? Yeah, exactly. What is his deal?
Oh, that's not appropriate.
Let's
put Chad in timeout for a while.
Yeah, I just noticed the last three letters of his name and his picture.
You know the guy? I just noticed
in the chat that his last three letters were KKK.
Bye-bye.
And goodbye. Yeah. Speaking of the Tesla, Josh is taller than me, but I'm definitely wider than him. When we drove in it, it is roomy, like a really expensive car roomy. I mean, like, you don't feel any sort of compression left
to right. Would the lady in the crematorium have been comfortable?
the lady in the crematorium would have eaten the Tesla.
Well, she would have needed the Cybertruck.
Yes, go. She would have.
So that's so cool. When you went to, you're in the nice new car, you get your little trip, little road trip that you take.
Yeah, so since it drove itself, we just hopped in at like 3 o'clock and said, we'll finish our work on the way down.
That's so crazy. And you just got the upgrade that allows you to not do anything, right?
Yeah. That lets you be even more distracted.
That's very cool.
So, we went to Epcot, and what I realized is I now know there's people on vacations, and you've got the people who are rushing to feel like they have to do everything all at once, so they got to be the first in line. But I realized the people that annoy me the most is the generation below me that don't have kids, and it's like, and it's two, like 30-year-olds, late 30s, that act like they're children at Disney World.
And are they have, would that be X? Are they Generation X?
I think that's Generation X.
Or Millennials. Or,
no, that's Millennials. X it's is me. Millennials. Yeah.
So Millennials. It's Millennials. Just, there were a bunch of them there. They don't have kids. They're all dressed up like they're going someplace fancy for like a date night. And they've got the little plush figurines of like the cat or Groot or whatever all on their shoulders.
Groot. Yeah.
So they'll have multiple of those. And
can you imagine, Mike, someone dressing up for Disney World like wearing a sport jacket?
No, that's
we have a photo of Mike at Disney World in a sport jacket.
Well, when I was a child. It's a different time. It was back in the 1800s. Yeah.
That's when you would dress up to go to an airport, dress up to go to a ball game.
That's right.
And did you go to Epcot?
So we went to Epcot. It was their Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh.
So they have everything like, you know, they have all the what is it? Characters?
Flowers?
Well, they have the characters made out of flowers.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Know, Mickey
that's
Mouse fantastic. Made out of flowers.
I'm so sorry I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then they have like little food tastings that you can go around at all the different countries.
They have a Goofy made of pot, which is really great.
Weed Goofy. Where did you dine? What country did you dine in?
I grabbed some street corn while walking through Mexico.
That'll bring back then, memories.
What else? We got some drinks. At some other town, and then we ended up with we ended up at just a cafeteria for an actual meal to save some money.
I saw, you know, Mike. I saw some street corn at the crematorium too.
Oh God! On that note, are we leaving anything out? I don't want to rush you. That's it. Thank you. Perfect segment. Perfect segment. And man, oh man, I got it. Mike. I'm gonna. This is to myself. Mike, stop looking at that car. Shut up. Stop looking at that car.
Mike,
shut up.
Keep looking at it. It's a thing of beauty. It's fantastic.
Upside down. Da 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 da. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a good time to better yourself. It seems like lately everyone's trying to clean up their habits, like Rob. And honestly, having one less drink has never felt easier for him. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Sol's out-of-office drinks. Sol makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Sol is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable, calming buzz. From a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to 15 milligrams for a deeper, more elevated experience. Josh is a gummy guy, too. He knows it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. Stay tuned for a Sol gummy announcement that will change your life. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSol.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSol.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Be a Sol survivor. And I am so jealous of that video. I really am. Yes. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Logo set.
ABC.
Mike, can you believe it has been 20 years since we have seen Hannah Montana on television?
Wow, Miley. Yeah. Miley Cyrus, and she's now like a nude.
Yeah, and she's now 72, and just like Josh, giving his money to Epcot, Disney is not one to let an opportunity to go to make money. So in the middle of March, they're going to do the Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana 20th anniversary. Let's look at the promo.
You're getting emotional.
Wow. This show defined a generation.
This anniversary is for them, it's for us. This feels like home to me. This is life.
Self-important much? Define.
Yes, this feels like home to me. I'm so excited about
Miley.
It.
Miley.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, is your dad going to be there?
Billy Ray, screw him. Hey, everybody, I'm Hannah Montana coming back. It's like old home week.
Oh, also, don't forget your cousin, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
That's it. I'm turning the voice up.
And her Italian cousin, Joe Montana.
Montana, both great. Hey, how you doing?
When you owned a restaurant, Mike, did you ever have, like, because your place was, the dining room particularly, was classy. Did you ever have, signs at the bar that were, like, tongue-in-cheek funny things?
Yeah, in the classy dining room you're referencing, we said, no urinating.
That's right.
That
exactly.
was in classy Manassas. The funniest one was down here at the Buffalo Chips restaurant. And
yeah.
They've since taken it down. It was the first thing we ever saw. You do not defecate on the pinball machine.
But just the pinball machine.
Yeah, anywhere else, you're fine. You're off the hook. No
problem. Well, Mike, in Mobile, Alabama, a city we've been to, and a good eating city.
Rob,
yeah,
save that one for tomorrow.
All right, then let's go ahead.
That was a YouTube issue.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry because I didn't have a YouTube code on that. But we will get to that tomorrow. Instead of that, Mike, let's close with this.
Okay.
Any better person to argue with an umpire than Earl Weaver?
The greatest,
nobody,
the greatest
right?
of all time, 100%.
And is there any funnier baseball-related person than Bob Uecker? Both
yeah.
great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, boy. So in this video, this goes back a few years.
Oh, man, two of my favorites. I'm excited right now.
This is courtesy of Josh. This goes back a few years, but here's Earl Weaver teaching Bob Uecker how to yell at an umpire. I think you'll like it.
I'm an underground aviator, buddy, boy.
That's you're out of here.
For what?
Euchre's hair.
I'm out, but you're a better man for it. You're kidding me.
You call that arguing? You get run from the game, and all you can do is walk back here smiling?
I'm not smiling. I'm aggravated.
Well, let me tell you something. You can only get thrown out once.
I thought I did a decent job.
You can't get thrown out twice. So if you get thrown out, you might as well get a little creative.
Well, what am I going to do? I thought I did a decent job.
Let me show you something. Oh, wow.
Here he comes.
Let me show you what I mean now. By the first thing do is get right up in their face, you point the finger. Then if you can't get close enough, you turn the hand around and kick some dirt. And then if he's missed a strike, you get over here and you put dirt all over the thing. You throw the hat down, you pick it up, you throw it, and then you're so bad, you throw him out of the game. You're out of here.
There he is.
Now, wait, the replay. You're going to like the replay.
That's the way a major league manager should,
I learned something, buddy,
should
boy.
Get thrown out the game, just like
well, you
that.
You are a maestro.
I thought it was good. I
beautiful.
Don't know.
Man, that was beautiful. I can't believe you did that. I got to look at that one more time. I'm going to slow it down a little bit this time, too. That was great.
There's the dirt. I love baseball.
I can't believe that. Look how far you threw your hat. Beautiful. Right. This is great.
Fantastic.
Not far from the truth at all. That's I want Earl. More Earl all the time.
Mike,
everybody.
You don't know this is one of my first jobs. I was Earl Weaver's barber.
How about those 70s haircuts, huh?
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful thing.
Maybe the late 60s. Hey, programming note, join us on Thursday night, 7 p.m. for our live bonus show. Looking forward to seeing that. I hope you enjoy it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another brand new episode. We appreciate all the wonderful super chats. Keep them coming, folks. And for the other guy, lick my bag.
Nah!
Thank you very much. And my wife didn't go to college, so there you go. So we got to get out of here. We'll see you
You
tomorrow.
Caught him, Mike, with logic.
For Josh and Rob, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Thank you for correcting my English with Steve. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha!
fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes.
There is no God.
I pooped myself one time.